the end of Parshat Ki Tzetze, we have the Zchiras Amalek, Maisa Amalek. Zohar is Asher, also the Chal Amalek, Baderech, Batezchem, and Mitzrayim. Asher Korcho Baderech. Meizanei Bechokal Anech, Asherim, Acharecho Batoyoi, Vyageh Bader Likim. What does it mean, Asher Korcho Baderech? Rashi brings down, Lashem Mikra, Davarach, Lashem Keri Vetumo, Davarach, Lashem Kor Vechoyim. And there was no way to jump in. Everybody was scared of Klal Yisrael after all the nisim that they saw of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And comes along Amalek, and they cool down the bath for everybody else. They jumped in, even though they got badly burnt. Nevertheless, they cooled it down for everyone else. And frekt da'ilum that l'charet should be yipchum estaver. Somebody that jumps in. Imagine you saw somebody jump into a boiling hot cauldron, and he gets. They have to pull him out. His mom is he faints. They pull him out with third degree burns all over his body, and they have to bring him to the hospital. And Bakrishi, whether he does survive, he doesn't survive. Anybody that sees that certainly knows not to go near the boiling hot water. So the Bali Musar, they say that in a Hanami, but when you're exposed to somebody being over and over like this. For somebody doing something, it already becomes a mitzvah. You always thought it's not possible. No one could do it. So it doesn't even enter your mind. It's not even a cheshbon mechlal. However, once you see that somebody's actually done it, they taka suffered because of it. However, it's already a possibility. And this is the yisurah that is said in many, many different places. When you get to seita, harei seita b'kakul yazar atum in a yayin. What do you mean, fakir? You just saw the woman blow up. You know that for sure that the nisei nisei mamash. You see what happens to somebody that's even avir. Nevertheless, it already became a mitzvah. It became a mitzvah. It's something which znus is something which is should be very vite from a person, should be very far from a person's thoughts bachlal. And now we see that it's like she didn't come out. She didn't come out fine. She didn't come out with the brachos. That means that she was over. If she was over, that means that it's already a possibility. And the same thing they say with tochin l'chal aderech by Shegi of Ir Miklat, that there was signs by every single intersection where the Ir Miklat is. That you shouldn't have to ask anybody. As opposed to Yerushalayim, going to Yerushalayim, there was no signs telling you where to go to Yerushalayim specifically. There's no din. Why? That way that every person that's the Ritzeach, even if it's B'Shegig, but the Ritzeach that was Ritzeach B'Shegig, he shouldn't have to stop and ask people, I just killed somebody, where? Tell me where's near Miklat. It shouldn't be that there's such a possibility for a person shouldn't realize that in a Hanami there was a Ritzicha that just went on over here. So something that applies in many different places. But yes, also, it's quite common in certain things that it's in style specifically. You think it's the most ridiculous thing, and then after a year or two, you're wearing it yourself. Why? It becomes normal. It already becomes something which is. That's not what I'm going to speak about. That is the Yisoyed that you have to know. What I'm going to speak about, Rabbi Glinsky says the Yisoyed here. He says, you're right, in a Hanami, he got badly burnt. And who is he going to cool it down for him? Only a Shreita like himself, only a crazy person. But the Yetzer Hara works on small percentages. He's willing to fight even for something very small. Why? Because he knows that from the small, until he says, it all starts with the tiny little things. And the Chavis Lavava says that's Be'etzim where the Yetzer Hara shoots for. He shoots for the small things. He shoots for the small things because he knows that the big things that a person is not going to capitulate. A person is not going to listen to him when it comes to somebody to tell him the first day, if you're a desire, there's no chance in the belt. When he tells him a little bit, do something small, whatever it is, just a little bit, then in a Hanami, there's a much bigger chance that he's going to be Matzliach. And Avera Guerra's Avera. From a small Avera brings to another Avera. Besides the fact that he did it once, that already gives him the possibility to do it again. Which is also the Nakuda, a little bit of what we were just saying in the first. The Kivin Sha'avar Avero Vishana Boy Hutrulai. What does it mean there was Hutrulai? Nasas like Heter. Why is it Nasas like Heter? Because it's already a possibility. I did it and nothing happened. It seems. It seems almost as if nothing happened. And you could do it again, and you could do it again. It's already became something which is a possibility. And the smallest thing could snowball into something much bigger. But the limud, for us, hopefully, is the fakert, is the mitzvah gereret mitzvah, is the small mitzvah that is worth millions. Reb Chaim Kreisworth was the Rav in Antwerp. He once met Reb Yaakov Galinsky. And Yaakov Galinsky, he said to Reb Yaakov Galinsky, listen to this din Torah that I just had between two people that came to me, two diamond dealers. They were asking, one person was selling for the other person diamonds, and the first person was supposed to give him a percentage. So he asked for a percentage of 0.008, is 8,000th of a percentage of what he sold. And the person only wanted to give him 0.006. So what do you say about such a... That's ridiculous. You're having a dinner about 2,000th of a percent. He says, and now let's say I told you that we're talking about diamonds and the dinner was in the millions. This is a whole different story. 0.002% of millions and millions is already... It's worth a lot of money. If you understand what we're dining with, you understand what every mitzvah is, and how every mitzvah is a pearl, and how every mitzvah is chashiv, then it gives a whole different perspective to asiyas mitzvahs and to chashivas of mitzvahs, and to making the best of every moment. Be'etzem, the avodah zarah baal par is very hard to understand. What is avodah zarah baal par? Baal par is supposed to be that he uses the bathroom in front of the avodah zarah. Kidua, Chazal bring down that there was a lady that she was sick, and she says, if I get better, then I'll be able to every single avodah zarah in the world. And she got better, and she started being able to avodah zarah. She came to Baal Par, and she says, this is the avodah Baal Par. I'd rather go back to the sickness that I had than to be avodah Baal Par. Such a disgusting thing. She says, what is the bechlal? What is the sense behind such a avodah of using the bathroom, of relieving oneself in front of the avodah zarah? So if Hutner was Masber, and he said, it's the avodah zarah, the point behind the avodah zarah is pessimism. It's the ability to be pessimistic about everything. No matter what you eat, you can eat the most succulent steak and the most delicious red apple and the most of everything. At the end of the day, it's excrement. That's all that it is. It all comes out. It all looks the same. It's all it is. It all comes out in the bathroom. It's nothing. Everything is thick in. Everything looks so nice. Now, at the end of the day, it's kein zachnis. And Moshe Rabbeinu Betzem is nikvar mul beispor, because Yiddishkeit is exactly mul, because exactly fights against that whole concept, that whole idea. Everything is chashiv. There's nothing which is not chashiv. And it says that how many mitzvahs, like it says in Parshas Balak, bimono offer Yaakov, how many mitzvahs that we can be mekayim with offer, with dirt, with everything that even the most base things, the most physical things, is chashiv and it's mitzvahs. And not only that, but it's all the food that a person ate and when he believes himself, that's fertilization. When it comes out of an animal, that's what's used for vital planting. That's what we use for vital growing. For everything is chashiv. There's nothing which is not chashiv. And even something which seems so small and seems so little and seems so insignificant. Nevertheless, it's either the haschala for something else, or in and of itself is worth the 0.002% that they're arguing about. In itself is, when we're handling nitzchis, is if it would be, if we're handling, Chavetz Chaim gives this mashal for what nitzchis, that we have no real mashal what nitzchis, forever, what's forever? We don't know what forever is. Just imagine if you have a huge warehouse of sesame seeds, trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of sesame seeds, and you have a bird that comes once every 500 years, and he takes one sesame seed, and he moves it from place A to place B. He says, Nischis, think about how long it would take for this bird to go ahead through the entire thing. There's no way. We don't have any way of comprehending it. So we're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of years. 0.00000002% of Nischis is millions of years. It's billions of years. Right? There's no end to it. That's the mul beis par of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Yiddishkeit, is that we're going connect that whole pessimism. And every single thing is chashiv, every single mitzvah is chashiv, every 2 minutes of learning is chashiv, every word of Torah is chashiv, every time that you smile to somebody is chashiv, every time you say a good word to somebody is chashiv. Befrat, the void of Elul. A lot of the people, when they come to Elul, They just wish that it would pass by, and hopefully we'll pass by without too much of getting hit from the Rebbeinu Shlom, Chas v'Chalila. Kilo, as the Rebbeinu Shlom is standing there with a bat, waiting to get a person. There's too much to be mezaken, and there's too much to do. I have too many things that are problematic. I have too many. And what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants from you, the way the Besol Talanter is the smallest nekudas, the smallest, easiest nekudas that you could do. That's where we should start. But what is it already? I have so many different things. I say 100 brachas a day. How many of them are memechaven? I daven 3 times a day. It takes an hour and a half. How much am I memechaven? All the Bittul Torah, all the Diburim Yisurim. You give up. What can you do already? How am I supposed to do anything? And that's the answer. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for the, for sure, for the Yish. But the Nekuda of our Nekuda and our Avodah of Elul and of Tshuva Bechlal is to start from the smallest, easiest things. The things that look like they're insignificant. The things that look like, what is it already? Those are the things, because if it's what is it already, like if it's Santa's Masber, then that's the easiest to overcome. It's the biggest tefillah. Those are the Mekaymas. And any time that a person has, he has 5 minutes, he has 2 minutes, he has 1 minute, he has 30 seconds even, to say Kapitul Tillim, to say something, anything that you have, any little mitzvah that you have, when you're measuring it up against Nitzchias, it's certainly in and of itself a pot of gold.